Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
A monster tech takeover.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Microsoft has made a bid to buy Yahoo. This cash and stock offer is valued at $44.6 billion. It works out to $31 a share. That is 62% more than where Yahoo closed yesterday. Look for this news to light up technology stocks today. You know, there was a time when Motorola's Razr was the most popular cell phone. Not these days. The company's been losing market share to rivals like Samsung. Motorola shareholders like Carl Icahn have pressured the company to get rid of the handset business. Seems Motorola is caving in. It's now ready to sell or spin off the handset unit. Shares in Motorola are up 10% in Europe this morning. Then there is Google, down more than 6% overseas. After the bell yesterday, the company reported disappointing earnings. There's been a slowdown in the number of Google ads clicked during internet searches. Overall, European stock markets are higher. Asian stocks were mixed overnight. Yesterday was an up day on Wall Street. The Dow jumped 207 to 12,650. The S&P rose 22. The Nasdaq gained nearly 41 points. A big mining story out of Europe. Aluminum giant Alcoa and a Chinese partner have snapped up a large stake in Britain's Rio Tinto. As Stephen Beard reports from London, this move is more strategic than anything else.
The state-owned Aluminum Corporation of China and its American ally have together bought a 12% stake in Rio Tinto. It cost them $14 billion. They insist they don't want to buy the whole company. Analysts say this is clearly a spoiling move. Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investments says the Chinese are especially keen to prevent the takeover of Rio by the world's biggest mining company, BHP.
They are very concerned about the potential linkage of these two companies because of the amount of control they will have over strategic and key resources which the Chinese need.
Iron ore in particular. If BHP gets its hands on Rio, the combined group would control one-third of the global iron ore market. Investors don't expect the blocking move by the Chinese and the Americans to spell the end of the takeover bid, however. Rio's share price shot up 16% this morning. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Of course, we've got the Super Bowl on Sunday. For some viewers, the commercials are the highlight of the broadcast. As Andrea Gardner reports, a few of this year's ads are targeting women.
For the first time, Procter & Gamble's Tide brand will advertise during the Super Bowl. The ad for Tide's stain removal stick is meant to reach female football watchers. So are commercials for Victoria's Secret and Sunsilk Hair Care. Though the Super Bowl has long been known as a male event, there are new reasons to target women this year. Marketing consultant Lisa Johnson says the writers' strike has forced the cancellation of numerous TV shows where advertisers primarily reach women. That includes the Golden Globes and potentially the Oscars.
Right now, if you look at media buyers, they're looking carefully at what are some sure bets. Because there are a lot of shows and events that you were not sure of, and so you want to make sure that you have a secure buy.
Johnson says 40% of the Super Bowl audience is female. Many say they watch primarily for the commercials. In Los Angeles, I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
There are just 4 days until the Super Tuesday primaries. Yesterday, Senator Barack Obama's campaign announced it had taken in $32 million during January. That $1 million a day rate is the largest haul ever by a presidential candidate during a primary.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Bigwigs in the music business were in France this week. The international music conference known as MEDUM was held in Cannes. Bill Wordy of Billboard magazine is just back from the event. Bill, what was the big story?
Well, I would say the biggest story was Paul McGinnis, U2's manager, in a speech directing attention to the internet service providers to start helping to solve some of the music business's problems. to see someone like Paul McGinnis stand up, you know, the manager for one of the most beloved bands of all time, U2, to see someone like that stand up and say, listen, you know, this traffic, this piracy is decimating the industry, decimating good people, and it's time to stop and really do something about it. That's, I think that's very meaningful.
So he wants internet service providers essentially to begin policing the internet, looking for illegal files that are being shared?
It's not so much that the telecoms should be looking for copies of illegal music as much as telecoms might want to pay attention to those who are using the greatest amounts of bandwidth. The idea that maybe the music business shift the focus of, as he called it, moral pressure away from the individual pirators and onto the multi-billion dollar industries that benefit from these countless tiny crimes, as he said.
One of the stories that we were struck by coming out of Meetum was the company Qtrax. I guess they were embarking on a plan to try to search for copies of illegal music and making that available to consumers in a legal format. What was the buzz going on around Qtrax?
Well, you know, Qtrax is trying to find a way to take that enormous universe of music, much bigger than is on iTunes, for example, and make it legal. And the premise of their service is that it'll be ad-supported. You'll be able to keep music for free as long as you're watching and perhaps listening to advertisements. But contractually, it's a nightmare. And Qtrax, in their haste to make an announcement at Meetum, put this announcement out, and almost immediately the major labels were sending out notices that, in fact, the licensing wasn't there. So I would say this is one of the more bungled service launches that I've ever seen.
Will they inevitably get it together, do you think?
They may get it together, but they're certainly going to have a credibility problem, I think, both with the major labels and, you know, with the tech media that they'll have to depend on to gain exposure.
Bill Wurdy is executive editor at Billboard Magazine. Hey, Bill, thanks so much.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Doug.
This year at Meetum, Peter Gabriel was named Personality of the Year. We'll leave you with a slice of his music as we wrap up. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.